Video, Home Buyer Who Found Snakes in Walls Unsure If I Can Live Here Peacefully. By Amy Furr on May 7, 2023. A woman in Centennial, Colorado, was not sure what to do when she moved into a home in April only to realize it was infested with snakes. While unpacking, one of her dogs approached a corner slowly, which alerted her to the issue, Amber Hall said, according to a Fox Business report published Saturday. She initially thought it was an insect, but I came over and as I came over I saw the snake slither up the wall. I started watching, and there were more and more and more snakes, she added. Video footage shows her dogs enjoying the recently purchased house and the snakes slithering through the walls. Yeah, you could feel it was warm and squishy in there, the homeowner explained while touching one of the walls. My kids and I are afraid to sleep in our beds, afraid to use the restroom because snakes might come out of the toilet, she explained. Hall is a single mother who has worked for years to buy a home for her family. However, she learned the creatures were nesting inside and underneath the residence. She has since spent more than $1,000 for professional help to remedy the problem. They have also set traps and employed a snake wrangler. According to the University of Colorado Boulder, Colorado is home to 29 species of snakes found in a variety of habitats throughout the state, the site read. The diversity found among these species is simply amazing. Size, color, habitat, behavior, feeding habits. Each species has a different expression of these characteristics, making them unique and special in their own way. Understanding these differences and getting to know the rich natural histories of snakes can help reduce fear and increase respect for these often misunderstood creatures. The season for rattlesnakes in Colorado is from early spring to the middle of the fall, for Oz Animals. Meanwhile, the real estate agent involved with the sale has reportedly not been cooperating with the homebuyer's complaints regarding the situation. Hall simply wants someone to take responsibility for removing the creatures. She added, "To be honest with you, I don't know if I can even live here peacefully. I'm petrified."